okay, we earned enough computer tests. So we're talking about now that we figured out how long the Mishnah was in Shiloh, and now they after Shiloh they come to Nov and Givon. Right? So they came to Nov and Givon, and now the Bamos are Mutter. Right? And so the Mishnah said that Kutch and Kutchim are eaten inside the curtains of the over there, but then the Kutch and Kalim are eaten all Ari Yisrael. And then they came to Yerushalayim, and the Bamos became Aser. So the Gemara is asked, we don't have any meal. How do we know that after Shiloh was destroyed, the Bamos were now Mutter again until the base of Israel was built in Yerushalayim? The Tanur Rabbanan, learned in the Braisa. The Braisa talks, this is talking about the Heter of Bamos. It says, Lo Tashim Kol Asher, Lo Tashim Kol Asher, Lo Tashim Kol Ayob. It says, we're talking about Rabbi Harper now. Ish Kol Asher Yashim Einav. Hilo Basim Ad Atra, El Manucha Be'el Anachla, Asher Hashem Lekech Anot Shem Lach. Right, so it says, El Manucha is Shiloh, Nachla is Yerushalayim. Lama Chilkan. Why does the Pasuk have to separate them? Right? Why couldn't they just say, Lo Basim Kosh Toshilo? Right? Why except why Nukla Nachla? Today we can heter ben zelase, in order to give a heter between one and the other. Right? Rashi says, we can heter ben bomb ben zelase, the hofra, the heter bombus, the gilgal mishtoi, from the heter bombus, the kamar ad masai, and the omer lechem ish kol yashra be'enav, until when he do kol yashra be'enav, right? But once you reach that place, you can't do kol yashra be'enav. If there's no heter between Shiloh and Yerushalayim, lo havali lemitzav ela menucha. Just looks in menucha, that will be the end. The additional of nachla, midiksev nachla shema minat the hafikamer. After the kedushas of menucha, after the kedushas of the menucha, which is Shiloh, tichazu leheter arishon ad bochem el nachla. Keep going back. Now the Gemara says, and there's a lot of tumult about the Gerson, how to read this Gemara, but Amar Leib Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan, Maisha Sheni Nami Lisnei. Well, if that's the case, if we're talking about that it's now Mutter Heter Abamos, then Maisha Sheni, the Mishnah should have said, then Maisha Sheni was also brought by Tidov and Givon. Rashi says, E Hachi, the Shas Heter Have, Naisi Nami Maisha Sheni and Nova Givon. Let's allow people to bring Maisha Sheni to Nova and Givon as well. Sharei Nistalka Kol Kedusha Shilo. Well, my time will come as Nisla Ophel Sham. Why did the Mishnah not say that you can bring the Maisha Sheni to Nova Givon? Basically saying, listen, the Kedusha of Shiloh is gone, so you don't have to bring the Maisha Sheni to Shiloh. Now, why don't you bring the Maisha Sheni to Nova Givon? Why not? The Gemara says, no, you can't do that because Amar Lei or Yochanan says to Reish Lakish, Maiser, there's a Gzeira Shavah by Maiser, Sham Shami Aron Kiyalfi. We learned a Gzeira Shavah from Maiser to the Aron, right? When it said, by the Maiser and by Pashim, the Pasuk says, right, the Pasuk says that, hey, a lot of the Gemara is missing from the chief books. And then it says by the Mishkan, by the Aron, it says with something Sham. So the word Sham is used as a Zera Shava. The point being is that Maisha Sheni is totally on the Aron. In Novin Givon, there was no Aron. Those were the times when the Aron was captured by the Plishtim, or it was a different place. It says, cave on the Aron Lohava, since there was no Aron in the Olam Moed by Novin Givon, Maisha Nami Lohave. Therefore, you couldn't bring Maisha Sheni. It wasn't even there. Because Maisha Sheni is only Noheg. If it's before the Ohel Moed that has an Aron. So therefore, Maisha Sheni was not mentioned in the Mishnah that was eaten in Ovin Givon because it wasn't eaten in Ovin Givon, because there was no Aron. So, the fascinating Tosos made the Paris in Pesachim. Pesachim of Laman Chesim and Beis. The Tosos made the Paris asked, wait a second, if Achilos Maisha Sheni is totally on the Aron, so what do you do in Zman Baya Sheni? What happens in Zman Baya Sheni? Right? What? Bar just said that the Achila of Maisha Sheni is totally on the Aron being the Omoi. So do we ask that? Okay, so the Rabbeinu Peretz asked the question. So why? How did you have Achila of Maisha Sheni during the time of the Maisha Sheni? There was no Aron. It's one of the things I was missing. Right? So he asked, maybe during the Zman by Sheni there was no, it wasn't Ma'akev because there was no Aron at all in the world. Meaning that the Aron is like Palarola Bila. The Aron is only Me'akev if the Aron is in existence and it's not in its right place. But if it's not in its existence at all, then it's not Me'akev. The Mitzvah David answers, he says no, because what's Me'akev, I'm not sure how to explain this, he says, There was no din. I don't understand it. Mikdash David gives another answer. I thought the other answer you can give is that who says that the Aron was gone? Maybe the Aron was buried underneath in the catacombs or something like that, right? So that's what the answer would be. Okay, fine, good. So Gemara then says so then if we had this, the whole thing is Zeir Shava, and therefore that the Maish Sheni is totally of the Aron. So the Gemara Reish Lakish goes back and asks of Yochim, Ihaki Pesach Ukachim Nami Sham Shami Yom Yalfi. That whole passage that we brought out talks about all the kachim. Maybe you shouldn't bring in those either because it's totally in the Aron. Sham Sham Zeir Shava Sham Sham. So it can't be the Zeir Shava Sham Sham. The reason why Maish Sheni is not eaten because that would exclude everything, right? He says Ihaki Pesach Ukachim Nami Sham Shami Aron Yalfi. It came into Aron Lohave. In Hunami Lohavi. So it can't be the reason. Right, Rashi says, Pesakashim Nami, the Habi Achatim Sham, but Hunami Ksiv. It's also written about those. So it's not the reason why Mashin is not eaten and no begivon, it's not because of the Xer Shav Sham Sham. So here's another answer. Sham Malay, right? From Yochanan says back to Reish Lakish, I can say like this. Amar Lach, I say to you, Hamani, who is the author of the Mishnah that left out and didn't include Mashin Shani by no begivon? We say it from Yishimani. Why? The Amar of Shim, right? Also from Chavon Rav, but Rav Shimon, the Amar, Ap Tzibor Lohi Krivu, even by a Bama Gedola, the Tzibor was not marked anything other than a Pesach, the Chovas Kavul Lehem Zman, and also the Chovas that had a set determined time, like the Tzidim and the Musafin, but Chovos Tzibor, and also Chovos of Yachid, She'en Kavul Lehem Zman, they were not marked. And then he says, Ahacha V'Hacha, meaning here and here, by the Bama Gedola and the Bama Kedana, Lokarach. Right, they didn't have those, but they were not brought. And Meiser Behema, what's Meiser Behema? A Meiser Behema is Chovos She'en Kavula and Zmanu. There's no Chova, it's not Kavula Zman and Meiser Behema. Therefore, it wasn't brought on the Bama Gedola. And then what? The Itkish Meiser Dagon, the Meiser Behema. Meiser Shani, which is Meiser Dagon, is compared to Meiser Behema, because the Pasuk says Aser to Aser. Right, so we learn from there that it's two Meisers it's talking about. Therefore, since Meiser Behema is not brought in the Bama Gedola, so too Meiser Sheni is not going to be brought on the Bama Gedola, and therefore you don't have it, it's not brought in the Mishnah that it was brought in Novan Gittel. The Gemara says, Michlal, according to this, we said this is only the sheet of Shimon, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that of a Bama Gedola, they were Makriv, Kobo She'en Kavul and Zman, you say, so Karov, that Meiser Behema was brought on the Bama Gedola. So Gemara says, and yeah, it was. The Amar, Rav Ad Bar Masna says, Meiser Sheni, Meiser Behema, Mechalim, but Nova Givon, did Rabbi Huda. Clear as day. Rabbi Huda holds that they are brought in Nova Givon. So Gemara says, Ahad Boy Bira, but you have to eat it in the Mikdash. Bira is the, Shushan HaBira. Bira is the stronghold, right? That's the capital, the stronghold. You need the Bira, and therefore, how can you eat in Nova Givon? It wasn't set up, it wasn't the Mishkan, it wasn't based on Mikdash. So he says, Balab Tani, I'll answer you up. Right, Balab Tani Rav Yosef, based on Rav Yosef said, Shalosh Biros Haim, there are three times when the Ohel Moed was considered a Mikdash. Shiloh, Noble Givon, Ubay Shalomim, basically every time except for Gilgal. Shiloh, Noble Givon, Ubay Shalomim. And Bu Tani, Rav Yosef said, Hu Amar La Lachilas Maishashin Valib Rav Yehuda. What does it mean it was a Biro when it came to Noble Givon? It was a Biro, Noble Givon, for this express purpose, according to Rav Yehuda, you can eat Maishashin there. No, but give on me. In the midbar? I don't know. The midbar is, did they bring them? I don't know. It's a machlok. We've seen that throughout. I don't know the answer. I don't know. Okay, so Boy Yerushalayim. So then, it was captured by the Plishtim. And then it was in some fields. Some 52 years, right? It went somewhere else. It went to someone's, Somewhere else. Aron wasn't there. So Goy the Rishalayim. So now they came to Yerushalayim after that time in Yovel Givon, and the Bamos became Usser, and then Lohayla and Heter, and there was no further Heter for Bamos. Get all the scar you want for learning what we did about what was born in the Bamos, was not born in the Bamos, it'll never happen again. Lohayla Heter, no Heter for the Bamos, and that's considered Nachla. The Gemara now says, Tan Rabbanon. It says by the pasuk by the Bamos, again we said it a million times. Hilo basa marata el menuchah el nachla menuchas of Shiloh nachlas of Yerushalayim. That's the base of Mikdash. How do I know that? The Omer, because a different pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, Right, my nachla is going to be like a lion in the field. But Omer, and it says right afterwards, the next pasuk, ha'ayit savua nachalasi, li ha'ayit saviv aleha. If the kavana is talking about the Beis HaMikdash, and you see that nachla is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Dibrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Shimon says, no, menucha, flip it around, what we've been saying all the time. He says, menucha, that's said first in the pasuk, zo Yerushalayim. Okay. We're going to flip your testament aleph, about a third of the way down. Dibri Rabbi Yehuda. Shimon Omer, Menucha Zo Yerushalayim, V'Nachla Zo Shilo. Nachla Shilo. And how does he know that Yerushalayim is called Menucha? But Omer, he says, Zos Menuchasi Adei Ad, Po Eshiv Ki Ibisio. This is my Menucha. This is where I'm going to set myself down. And the Pasuk right before it says, Ki Bachar Hashem B'Tzion Ival Moshe Lo. She's talking about the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Beis HaMikdash, Zos Menuchasi. That's going to be my Menucha. So he says it's the other way around. So Gemara says, wait a second. So chronologically, it makes sense. If Menucha is Shiloh, Nachla is Yerushalayim, so we'll bless him out of Menucha, then Nachla. That's why it says in that order. Ela Lamanda Omar, Menucha is Yerushalayim, and Nachla is Shiloh, it should flip it around in the puzzle. It should say Ela Nachla Vela Menucha. Why does it say Menucha the Nachla? So Miboyle, Ela Nachla Vela Menucha Miboyle. So the Gemara says, no, Hakik Omar. This is what the Kabbalah of the Pasuk is. Basically, it's a lomi bayi. Not only did you not reach Yerushalayim, the bama samutter, because not only did you not reach Yerushalayim, not only did you not reach the menucha, the nachla, you didn't reach the menucha, which is shiva. So that's how you read it. Let's read the pasuk. Lomi bayi menucha, lomi tisu. Not only did you not reach the menucha, you also didn't reach there, and therefore, since you didn't even get to the Menucha, and the Filim at the Nachla, the Bamasar Mutter. Now the Gemara is going to bring other Sukkim, other Shitos as to what the Menucha and Nachla are. Fine. So Tana the Bei Rabbi Shmuel, we said in the Brisa in the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Zo v'zo, meaning the word Menucha, the word Nachla, v'shilo. They both refer to Shilo. And Rav Shimon Bar-Yochai Omer, Zo v'zo Yerushalayim. Menucha and Nachla each refer to Yerushalayim. The Gemara says, Bish, the Malamanda Amar, makes that point to Manda Amar, which is Rav Yehuda, who says, Menucha Zo Shilo, and Nachla Zo Yerushalayim. In Nami Ibcho, or even it makes more sense, a point to Rav Shimon, who says that Menucha is Yerushalayim and Nachla is Shilo. That's where you use two different words. Menucha and Nachla. So it's considered two different words. Right? El Lamanda Amar Zovazo Shilo. Oh, Zovazo Yerushalayim. Menucha Nachla Menucha Nachla Mi Boile. It should say Kilo Basamat Ata El Menucha El Nachla, which is, it applies two different places. It should say Lo Basamat Ata Azo El Menucha Nachla. So it's talking about one place. But you have to have the separation. It should be conjoined. So Gemara says no. Kasha. It's a kasha. The pasuk doesn't make so much sense according to them. Now, okay, kasha on that, and now we're going to deal with their shitas. So, Bishlam Alaman Dhammer makes sense according to Rabbi Shmuel, who says, Zo v'zo Shilo. The Menucha Benachla refers to Shilo. Can we just answer kasha on them? Alright, Zo v'zo Shilo. Menucha, what is Menucha? How do I know that they both refer to Shilo? Why is Shilo called Menucha and why is Shilo called Nachla? Shilo is called Menucha, why? In Nachum Yikibush. Because when they got to Shilo, they rested. From conquering the land, Nachla Mikibush, right? Because up to that point, right, when the Olamoi was right, it's still, they're basically done with the Kibush, and now they rested from the Kibush, and now at Nachla the Pogu Hasam Nachlas. Now here's the question: and Nachla is because theirs where they split up the Nachlas. But it took 7 years to do the Nachlas, right? Didn't we say 7 years? They rested 7 years beforehand. And for those 7 years, it was still in Gilgal. So then why is it considered Menucha? But they rested from the war in year seven. But it was... Yeah, but the Menucha took place in year seven. From year seven to year 14, it was still in Gilgal. So how is it referring to Shilo? I hear your question. The second, why were the Bamas Mutter? It is lumped together, but it doesn't. Right, but he says Shiloh is Menucha because they rested from the Kibush. Right? You rested from the Kibush, right? Okay. Fine. We've had worse. We've had better. It's fine, no problem. Okay. And then Nachla, the Pogo Hashem Nachlos, that's where they separate, that's where they divide up the Nachlos. Because the pasuk says, "By Yichalik Lahem Yeshua, by Yapel Lahem Goral, B'Shilo Pi Hashem," and that's where the Goral took place. Oh, Goral, Purim, the whole thing. Okay, so now the you can that El Amanda Amar Zovah Zor Yishlayim. According to Amanda Amar, says that they're both Yishlayim. Bishma Nachla, I understand why how it's called Nachla. Why Nachla Shalomim? That's the place where the Mikdash is forever. The Nachla forever. That's where it's going to be. El Menucha, what's the Menucha over there? And the answer is Menuchas Aaron. That's the Menucha of the Aaron. The Aaron rests. It's not going to move anywhere else. It's going to stay there. Dixiv by he Kenoach HaAaron. Right? That's the Rashi says again. The second time I've had this, Rashi says that this pasuk isn't in the Torah. He says maybe the pasuk is talking about a pasuk from Divrei Yomim Beis that says Atav Kumo Shem Elokim Lenuchecha Atav Aaron Zecha. We say a lot of times. Sometimes we say, but he says the pasuk of he Kenoach Aaron doesn't exist. Look at the top. Rashi. Fine. So now the Gemara says, now we have to go back and look at the history. Now the problem with, was following me a lot, the problem with Manoach. How did Manoach makrev a korban? Manoach was during the time the Beis HaMikdash was in. Manoach is Shimshon's father. The Mishkan was in Shiloh. Shat Yitzra Bamos. He was makrev on the Bamos. The Malach came and put the Obama, and his wife said, "Oh, it's accepted. It's good." He was Makkah Obama. So Bishma Laman to Amar Zov Yerushalayim. So that Menucha appointed Rav Shimon that Menucha and Nachla both Yerushalayim. That means the Shiloh have a Sharia Obama. That means the whole time in Shiloh there was a Heter Obama because it's a different sheet. It was given to everybody else, not to Rav Shimon. Going to Rav Shimon, it's not a given. I don't know. Doesn't the Navi always talk? Brachas of Bamas long Eastern Star, or is that afterwards? It's usually afterwards. Anyway, so he says that Menucha and Achla both refers to Yerushalayim, therefore there's no problem being Machman of Bamas until the base of Mikdash. So then, Heinrich said, that's why the Pasuk says, Vayikach Manoach, the Dia Ezim, as a Minchel, Vayalat Zor Hashem. That's why he makes Machman of Bamas. Right? El Lamanda Amr, Zobin Shiloh. According to Manda Amr, that for the both Shiloh, and even according to Manda Amr, who says one Shiloh, one Yerushalayim, right? Have a Asirin. So the Bamos are Usser. So my Vayikach Manoach. How can Manoach do it? The answer to Manoach is, we said this sort of answer before, Hora Shah Haisa. It was a Hora Shah because they had the Malach there. They brought it before the Malach. So we'll talk about that in a minute. So Tana debate Rabbi Shmuel, they learned in Rabbi Shmuel, the Talmidim Rabbi Shmuel, they learned from Shimon Yochai. He learned from Shimon the Amar Zobazol Yushalayim, that Menucha Nachla refers to Yushalayim, the Simanach, and in order to remember that is Mashi Gabra Lagabrai. The one person drew the other people towards him. He drew the Talmidim towards him. But the Gemara asks, is it Olo Shlomo, who says like this, we just said now that according to Shimon, it was all good about the Bamos by Manoach, because he held that the Bamos were Mutter. But isn't Rabbi Shimon the guy who the Shita holds that there's no mincha by a Bama? And when Manoach was makriv, makriv a mincha, he still have a question on Rabbi Shimon. Because Rabbi Shimon holds, okay, granted, he could bring the animal onto the Bama. Rabbi Shimon holds, what? He also, no, the pasuk says, Vayikach Manoach et gedia izim ve'es ha-mincha. He also brought a mincha. So according to Shimon, how do you think the mincha? Granted, the Bamos are mutter at the time, according to Shimon, but there's still rules on the Bamos. But he's not allowed to bring the mincha. You're not allowed to bring the mincha if Shimon says in the Bamos. So that one answer, say maybe the mincha's the sofik. Fine. So the old Shlomo answer is that maybe it is that Eokanami, that Shimon also has to say Horosh Shah. Or you can say it's a mincha. It's a mincha Shlomo. I don't know. It also makes sense for Shimon also because he says Vayal Atzur, he didn't on a rock. Shimon holds that you can be makir even on.
So it's a good question. He, how did he bring a mincha according to the Shulchan? He says, mincha's nesachim, but it doesn't say mincha's nesachim. Okay. The Shimon Shita is that up to the time you got to Yerushalayim, the Bamas were mutter. Period. Okay. Next, the Mishnah said, Kol HaKadshim, right? We said all the Kadshim that you were Makdish, Bishas, Heter, Bamas. Clearly not going according to Shimon. That you were Makdish during the time of Heter, Bamas, and then you were Makriv during the time of Isra, Bamas. So you had an Asay and a Los Asay, but there was no Kareis. So Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, Lo Shanu. We didn't say this din. What din? He's talking about the din that if you're Makriv on a Bama, and during the Zman of Isra, Bamas, of a Karban that was Hukdosh, the Zman of Heter, Bamas, and Nachai of Kareis, we understand that Megavi Shkita. That's only Shkita, because those are the Pesukim we're talking about. The case is, you were Makdish the Karban during the time that the Bamas were Mutter, and then you brought it during the time that the Bamas were Asr. Okay? You were Makrivit on the last day that that was in Gilgal, and then the next day when you want to bring it, the Mishkan's in Shiloh. Right? And then you bring it up on a Bama. So there's a Lav, there's an Asay, but there's no Kareis in that situation. Rav Kahana says that din, if there's no Kareis, it's only if you shechted it on the Bama. I mean, outside of Shiloh. But if you brought it up, Abba Beha Allah, if you brought the Ivarim onto the Bama, even though when you were master shit during the time the Bama was Mutter, Kareis Nam Mechayiv. It would still be Mechayiv Kareis. Mara says, my timer. Why? Where does he get this from? My timer, the Amar Kra, because the Pasuk says, this is a Pasuk in Vayikra, right after the Pasuk says that it's Asr to Shech B'chutz during the time of Isra Bamos, the Karbonos that were Mukdash during the time of Heder Bamos, it says, Valeyem Tomar, Ish Shayale Olo, Zevach, Pesach, Olo, Lo Yivieno, Venechrasa Ish. So he says, Al Hasmuchim Tomar. This Pasuk that's talking about Kareis, it's talking about Smuchim, it's talking about the Parsha that's connected to it, which is the Parsha of Isra Ha'alas B'chutz. So the Talmud teach me that even if we're dealing with a case where it was Mukdash B'shat Heder Bamos, and was brought up on the Mizbeach B'shat Isra Bamos, he's still B'chayev Kareis. That's what Rav Kahana says. So Gemara says, wait a second. You're saying about Aleyim Tomar. Aleyim Tomar means talking about them. It doesn't say Aleyim with an ayin. Miksiv Aleyim Tomar. Right? Aleyim Tomar with an ayin would teach me about talking about what's talking about over before. It says Aleyim. Aleyim with an aleph. I mean, talk to Bnei Yisrael. Not connecting the two parshios. It's talking. It's a warning to them. It's to the Bnei Yisrael. Tell them about it. The ode. So it can't be. It can't be that Yechayev Kareis in this one case where you were Makdish Heter Bamos and you were Makriv during the Isra Bamos. It can't be that because you don't have the Pasuk. Number two, we have the Brisa. Number two. Right. During which time? We talked about it. Depends on the time. If the Bamos are now Usher, the Bamas are now Asurim, you bring it to Shiloh. Right, but if you were Makdish for a Bama Katana during the time when there was a Bama Gedola in Novan Givon, you're supposed to bring it up onto the Bama Katana, unless you had intent to bring it to the Bama Gedola. We saw that in the Mishnah. Yes, now if you're Makdish during the Zman Heter Bamos, I believe that now it's Isra Bamos, you're supposed to bring it up to the... I don't know. But oh, Tanya... We have another Sven Hebrew Shogun, he won't be chayiv either way. But here's the case where he knew. But Tanya, we learned in a brisa that our bar klolos hayu of Shimon over Kachim. Shimon would say there are four klolos by Kachim. I mean, it's four klolos by Kachim when it came to Bamos. Number one was, Hikdisha Mishas Isra Bamos. Bishacha Bahala Mishas Isra Bamos. Everything's done when Bamos are Asr, right? Bachutz. Then it's Isra Sei, Isalos Sei in the Kuris. Number two, Hikdisha Mishas Heter Bamos. Bishacha Vehe'ela Mishas Isra Bamos. Arein the asay, lo sasay the emet kares. There's the kasha. There's no kares in our case. Number three is hekdisha be iser, bishachat the olav of chutz, bishas heter abamos. Right, so you matched when it was usher, and then you brought him up when it was mutter. Arein hein basay, the emet kares below sasay. And number four, hekdisha bishas heter abamos, bishach lehela bishas heter abamos, potter mikulam. To Yutra Rav Kahana, to Yutra. That's a kasha, that's Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana's wrong. That, so even at the time, if you were matish bishat heter, Habamos, and then the Bamos became Usher, no matter what you did, the Chayiv Alav, and there's Nasei, but there's no Kareis. Even if you brought the Olos. Again, all this stuff, I guess, is just to learn Torah, because it's not the Maisa ever, ever again. But we got to Yerushalayim, there are no more Bamos. What? Who knows?
There's no essay. Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know why. It's a very strange. Right. I think Tosos asked your question. Right. Look at Tosos Hekdisha. Right. He says the kasha. Hey, Yachshayach, we're missing the dover shemitzvah mitzvah b'kach. That's not potter. That's the mitzvah. That's the way to do it.
So maybe Tosas gives no kimta. Maybe talking about a case since it's bama, so you had the kavana to be makriv it, and you brought it inside to a bama gedola. You brought it to Nova Kibbon, and then you took it outside, you were makriv outside. Then you're potter. You really should have brought it inside at that time into the bama gedola. But you brought it to the bama katana. It has to be kimta. It's a good kasha. Okay. And now the Mishnah says elu kachim. Right, these are the kachim, and the Gemara says, what's the difference is going to be between the bamas yachid and the bamas tzibur? Right, what the differences that take place? The Gemara says, smicha, right? We said smicha takes place in the bama gedola, but not in the bama katana. How do we know that? The ksiv, the pasuk says, lifnei Hashem v'sama. That the din smicha is only lifnei Hashem, not the bamas yachid. That's to be in the omoid. They also shechit a safon, have to do shechit on the north side, I guess kachim, had to be shechit on the north side. That's only knowing by a bama sibur, not by a bama shechit. Yechsiv, as the pasuk says, v'shachar also a yerach mizbeach safon lifnei Hashem. North is only if you're lifnei Hashem. The shechit a safon is also lifnei Hashem, not by a bama shechit. What about matnos saviv, that on a bama shechit you don't have to do the zrika of shtayim chein arba, that has to go all the way around. He says also, you learn that, yechsiv, the pasuk says, Rizarku es Adam al Mizbeach Saviv, to finish the Pasuk, Asher Pesach al Amoid. The Mizbeach and Pesach al Amoid. So this Pasuk we learned on Daphne Gimel on Mizbeach, that's what we learned, the idea of Matanashi and Arbas to Saviv. And the Torah is only Mitzavi, you need to do this by the Mizbeach of Pesach al Amoid.
Not on the Bamas Yochid.
What about Snufa? About waving the Menachos, which must go according to the mind of Amr, who says that there were Menachos on the Pamos, right? Right, Snufa. There's no tenufa by the bamos. The ksiv, the heinif hakohen lifnei Hashem. Right, the pasuk talks about tenufa is lifnei Hashem, and we see the tenufa is not lifnei Hashem, not by bamos yachid. Lifnei Hashem is only by in the bamos gedola by the mishkan. And what about hagasha? That you have to bring the mincha to the southwest corner of the mizbeah. So how do we know that you don't have to have that by the bamos yachid? The ksiv, so this talks about vigisha el hamizbeah. I don't know about that. According to my Amr, says there is mincha. It's Rav Shimon who says there's no mincha. It's a machlokes. So this Mishnah must be going according to my Amr, says there was a mincha by the Bamas. It had to be miyuchad for a Bama, but that was also machlokes, but it had to be made out of a Bama. But it had to be. I don't know. Why not? Lag Ba'Omer. I understand. I don't know. Oh, July 4th. Sure. That's right. On Yom HaTzmaut. But he gisha el mizbeach. It says that the mitzvah hagashah from nafas is only by the mizbeach. The mizbeach. Not your bama. It has to be by the mizbeach. Okay. Now the Tana Kama said that by a quarter of minchah b'bama, it's not. There's no menucha. The minchas don't need tenufa for gashem. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein mincha b'bama. As you said, there's no mincha by b'bama at all. So Amar Rav Sheshes, the divrei haOmer yesh mincha b'bama. Point to my Amar who says that there is a korban mincha by b'bama. He also holds yesh opus b'bama. He also have korbanos of birds by b'bama. Well, the divrei haOmer ein mincha b'bama. According to my Amar, it was Rabbi Yehuda and Shimon we saw that there is no minachos by the b'bama. They will also say that ein opus b'bama. Why? Because the pasuk says. Right, the pasuk says, in the parsha of Shmutei Chutz, it says, "Vizavku zivkei shlamim Hashem osam." We learned on the Kuf Vav on the days, we said, this is talking about the karbanos that were maktish, that were hookish, was around heter abamos, and from osam, what can become to mimait, zvachim below menachos, zvachim below opos. So they say, zvachim, zvachim, not menachos, not opos. According to my number, says that there are menachos, he doesn't have that drasha, so he don't include opos as well. Now we're going back to the dinim that were sent in the Mishnah that are not knowing by a bamas yachid. The next one is the kohen, meaning a bamas yachid, the avodah does not have to be done by a kohen, even zarim, even avodim. We said we're sheirim to do the avodah, but the pasuk says the zarak hakohen, right? Where's the pasuk? The zarak hakohen es adam al mizbach Hashem pesach al moed.
The Kohen is only utilized if you're Pesach or Moed. Not in the Bamas Yochanan. Big day Sharis. Also, you don't have to have, well, that makes sense. You don't have to have special clothing to be used by the Bamas Yochanan. Because again, it says, you only have the big day Sharis if you're in the Kodesh. I don't know, once you see there's no Kohen, why do you have to have the Russian if there's no big day Kodesh? Right? It should be the other way. It would be the Kohen wearing the big day Kohen, I guess. Right, that's my question. If there's no Kohen, why is there big day Kohen? Why was even Habermin to say that there's big day Kohen? I don't know. They maybe have separate special Bama clothing. The Bama wear. Okay. Ukli Sharis. You don't need a Kli Sharis. Meaning on a Bama Yachid, you don't have to be done with a Kli Sharis. It can be done even by Kli Chol. Because the Torah says by the cuts of the Kli Sharis, it says, Asher Yisharsu Bahem Bakodesh. You use them Bakodesh. Which means it's only done in the Mishkan. But not by the Bama Yachid. You also said the concept of having kavana for Reyach Nikoach. You also don't have that by a Bamas Yachid. Why? Because the pasuk says, "The Zorak Hakohen is Adam Al Mizbach Hashem Pesach Olamoid the Hikir Achil of the Reyach Nikoach Hashem." The pasuk says, "Olamoid you have Reyach Nikoach Hashem." Not Olamoid. You don't have to have Reyach Nikoach Hashem. Then the Mishnah said, "You have to have kavana." One of the Mishnah said, "One of the six kavanos you have to have." Hashem Zevach, Hashem Zoveach, Hashem Bialim. It's supposed to be pleasing for Hashem. That's one of the kavanas you're supposed to have. Then we said stumble Shema, which is fine. But one of the kavanas has to be your intent that this should be pleasing for Hashem. You don't have to have that kavana when it comes to a bama. I don't know what that means. That means you can say this is pleasing for. I mean, what do you mean? Should it be pleasing for Hashem? You definitely can't have it should be pleasing for somebody other than Hashem. That's a avodah zarah. And if you say stumble, well then stumble Shema. So what kavana? What intent are you having? Okay. Fine. Okay. Mechitza badamim. Right? Next thing we say was mechitza badamim. But on Bamas Yachid, we don't have to have like the chutz sikra. Like the line going around the middle of the mizbeach to make a distinction between the blood that goes on top and the blood that goes on bottom. Why? Because it says by the mizbeach, this is by the mizbeach on the poshes. It says, "Va'haisa ha'reshes ad fatzi ha'mizbeach." But the word ha'mizbeach, it comes to teach us the mizbeach hayadua. Ha'mizbeach is the mizbeach. So that only the mizbeach has to have this separation and not the bamas yachid. The next thing we said was richutz yadayim. That richutz yadayim is not noheg by the bamas yachid. You should wash your hands. Obviously, you wash your hands before you daven. We're talking about, I guess, the special way of washing your hands by the karbanos, doesn't apply by the bamas yachid. When it talks about washing, it says ubi karvasam el hamizbeach yir fatsu. When they come close to the mizbeach, that's when they wash. This isn't the mizbeach, this is the bamas yachid. Okay. The havmin, I guess, was that when you're makir on a bama, it's the same. You're supposed to have the same halachas that you're makir on the mizbeach. And the mishnah explained these are the things that you don't have to have. Who says it has to be exactly? Oh, so you make, put a string around it so you know the distinction. In the mizbeach was a red line. Why? But you allowed to bring an ola on the bottom. Even everyone held that you allowed to bring an ola on. Ola goes on top. Kutchim. Okay. The Rambam Chama says, Lo Shanu, the Mishnah didn't say this din. Let's go on. The Mishnah didn't say this din that by the Bama's Sibor, you have to have the special demarcation between the top blood and by the bottom blood. Ella, again, the gear is tough. Ella, Bikache Bama Gedola, the Krivu Bama Gedola. If you have Kachim of Bama Gedola, and you are mock of those in a Bama Gedola, then. Sorry? Yeah, the gears is fine. You probably have Amar of Kamaloshanu, Ella, Bekache, Bama Gitana, Begrivu, Bama Gedola. Right, so I'm looking at the gears in the Pagos, the gears. So he says, basically what he says, that the din there, it says that a Bama Sibor, that you have to have the demarcation. He says you only need the demarcation if you have, that makes sense, I think the way I'm reading it. If you have kachim that were meant for the Bama Gadola, and you bring them to the Bama Gadola, then you have to be worried about a demarcation. Let's say you brought your case before. You brought kachim that were going to go to the Bama Katana, and you brought them to the Bama Gadola, right? Ein chitzui. He says yesh chitzui. I am reading it ein chitzui because I think that's what the Girsay says. That's the thing that's what Rashi's Girsay says as well. But ein chitzui means there's no hakpada where to throw the blood. Meaning, if you have any time you have a kachim of a Bama Katana and you don't throw the blood, it doesn't make a difference where you throw the blood under the Zveya. Even if you brought that kachim of Bama Katana to the Bama Gadola, it doesn't matter. If you had a kachim of Bama Gadola, then it makes a difference on top or on bottom. But kachim of Bama Katana, even if brought on the Bama Gadola, it doesn't make a difference where you throw the blood. Yeah. If it was intended to come to that, to the Mishkan, then you would have to make it. If it was intended to be brought as a Bama Katana and you brought it on the Bama Gadola, no. That's what he says. It doesn't make a difference. But Mosi Rabba asked a question on that because it says, right, he says, Chazah b'shok, you have the Chazah and the Shok that are brought, these are the pieces that are given to the Kohanim from the Korban Shlomim and Toda, Uchumos Lachmei Toda, these are also given to the from the four types of breads that are brought in the Korban Toda. The tumma is a portion that's given to the Kohanim. Right? He says, again, here's some problems here. He says, no again, if you have probably have the Kachi Bama. He says, no again, the Bama Gedola. They are no egg by Bama Gedola. The ain't no again, they're not no egg if you were mock with them, the Bama Katana. So it's mashma here, right? Mashma here that by the Bama Gedola you always have these Hanhagos, and even by Karbonos that were Mukdash to be outside. Meaning, you see here, there's no difference. Once you bring it on the Bama Gedola, the halakas of the Bama Gedola apply. So why are you saying in the previous case that if you had kachim that were hooked up with Bama Katana, but they were born on the Bama Gedola, it doesn't make a difference where you throw the blood? You see here that the Bryce says that once it's born on the Bama Gedola, the rules of Bama Gedola take effect. So too, in that case, if you brought the animal from the Bama Katana onto the Bama Gedola, you should make a difference. You should have a hakpada as to where you throw the blood. So the Gemara says, no, Ema, fix the girsa of the Mishnah and say like this: the chazda, the shok, the chumas lachmei toda will say no again, the bama gedola. I think the girsa should be no again, the kachi bama gedola. If you were master of the bama gedola, the ain't no again, the kachi bama gedola. And therefore, it's exactly what Rami Bar Kama said. If it was mukdash for a bama katana and brought on the bama gedola, it's not no egg. So too by the blood. If it was for a bama katana and brought on the bama gedola, you don't have father where to throw the blood. And if it took us for a Bama Gedola, then the rules of Bama Gedola apply. Okay? You know, let's stop here, otherwise we're going to keep going. Ika the Amri, you could say the way of Rabbi Rachamah differently. Amri Rabbi Rachamah, lo shanu, the din of the Mishnah, that the fact that by a Bama Tzibur, you have to have the chalukah, the difference between Domi Melionim, the top blood and the bottom blood, that's Ella, Bizman, Bama Gedola, the Hikrivam, the Bama Gedola. That's only during the time of Isra Bamos, and the Karbonos were brought on the Bama Gedola. Aval, Bisman Bama Katana, during the time that the Bamos are Mutter, right? Af al Gav de Karbina Bama Gedola, and even if you brought a Karbon to Bama Gedola, right? Ein Chitzui. Meaning, he's saying, if it's Man Heter Bamos, there is no concept of top blood and bottom blood, even on the Bama Gedola. That's what he says. So the Gemara says, Pierce says, "Lady Messiah, Leva." It's really a kasha. So he says, "Moshe Rabba." He says, "Chazav b'shok, b'chumas lach meitoda." No again, b'vama gedola. There ain't no again, b'vama katana. Right? So it's mashma that it's always knowing in the b'vama gedola, even during his man of heter abamos. More answers. It's no. Ema, say, fix the gear so and this price again that you're asking the question from. Ema, no again, b'zman b'vama gedola. There ain't no again, b'zman b'vama katana. It's only no when there's man. Specifically of Bama Katana, but if there's a man of the Bama Katana, then there's no nihug of the blood on top and bottom, and therefore also during that time when there is shas etar abamos, you also don't have the chazav shok, and you don't have a distinction of where the blood is thrown. So the Gemara says upliga the Rabbi Lazar that Rami Bar Kama is cholik on Rabbi Lazar, right? Either evil lashon, I guess. The on Rabbi Lazar olas bamas yachim. Your case. You have an ola of a bama supposed to be born on a bama shofet. I was machnas to bring this in my backyard. And then, sheikh nisa bifnim.
and I brought it inside to the Bama Gadola. What does Rabbi Elazar say? Kaltua mechitzos l'kol davar.
Because Kalita
grabs, the mechitzos grabs this carbon for everything. Meaning now it has all the halachos of the Bama Gadola, right? And therefore, you have a distinction between the top blood and the bottom blood. You have the cause of an oath. All these, the cause of a shok, all these distinctions would apply. But according to Rami Bar Chama, if you were matashit l'shem b'mas yachid, and even according to the second Lashon, that even if you were matashit l'shem b'mas yivor, but during this amount of heter b'mas, then they wouldn't be knowing any of these dinim by the b'mas yivor. Okay, we'll stop here. By the last line on the omelet, and then we'll be messiahing tomorrow. Have a good day.